Well, let's take our Bibles and look together in Acts chapter 10. And I want to read from verse 1 down to verse 20 and speak with you on repentance. What is repentance? Now, having announced that particular subject, you might wonder, well, what is there in this portion of Scripture concerning Peter and Cornelius that teaches us about repentance? Well, we know from the scriptures that repentance is a gift of God. It is not in our nature to repent. But wherever God has been pleased to save a sinner, the evidence of that salvation is repentance. Who are saved sinners? Well, they're those that God has chosen from eternity by His grace. But that grace is manifest only in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why God the Father, in the fullness of the time, sent forth His Son to be made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem those that were under the law. So saved sinners are those that God the Father chose from eternity and for whom the Lord Jesus Christ paid their entire sin debt. So you may be asking, well then how do we identify those? How do we know who they are? Well, it's by the work of the Spirit of grace who, when God has purpose, reveals Christ in their heart and grants them repentance. In other words, God does not leave in darkness and ignorance those that He has saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we don't know ahead of time who they are. We're all born into this world sinners. And we are born in darkness and blindness in what concerns God and His holiness and justice and righteousness.
이번에 교회에 대해서 아쿠구 오카라문디마 오지마 고신주자 무룽구 고신가 무차케 고시원보로차케 고신주자 무룽구 교회에 대해서 아쿠구.
And left to ourselves, we would continue to follow a path of ignorance, imagining how it is that we, by our works and efforts, should try to please God, when in reality, none of that pleases God. And so because being chosen by God's grace and Christ already having paid the debt, he can't leave such in their ignorance, then in time, he sends the gospel to them and by his Spirit converts their heart. That's what repentance is. It's a change of mind and heart. And I say that because here in Acts 10 was a man named Cornelius. It says in verse 1, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. So he was a Roman soldier. Now here's the part that would fool many, because when you read in verse 2, it says he was a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. So reading that, you might think, well, then he's a Christian. He's good. But what is described there is what could be said of many today that are zealous in their religion. They go to their places of worship and they consider themselves to be good Christians, because they pray and they give and they do and they work and they have a certain nice temperament about them, and people say, well, there's a godly person. Now, if he was okay in that situation, I don't see where it was necessary then for God to raise up Peter and to go preach to Cornelius and his family. But here's where we see the work of God in the converting of a sinner, because God now is going to work in a way to draw the heart of Cornelius and his family to Christ in repentance. And that's why in verse 3, we read, he saw in a vision, evidently, about the ninth hour of the day, this would have been about 3 in the afternoon, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. Now here was a time where the scriptures had not yet been completed, and so the Lord worked in various ways here through a vision to speak unto Cornelius. Now, in verse 3, it says, an angel of God coming into him. The word angel means messenger. But we know that this was nothing more or less than God himself in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because in verse 4 it says, when he looked on him, what? He was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? I know this is nothing more than the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ in him, because the Lord doesn't use angels to convert sinners. Sinners are converted by the Lord Jesus Christ and by his grace alone. Now here's a part in verse 4 that confuses people, because it says there, he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And for that, there are many that would read it and say, aha, see, our prayers and our almsgiving do have something to do with our salvation. That's the way they reason. But you see, the key word there is a memorial before God. These are things that cause God to remember. You see, a memorial. Now, what was it in Cornelius that God would be remembering?
Mm-hmm. Cornelio,
I've often said you cannot remember someone you have never known. Well, who has God known? Well, He knows those that He chose from eternity. He knows everyone that He gave to His Son and for whom His Son paid their sin debt. So in other words, even before Cornelius would be brought to know Christ in truth, God already knew Cornelius. You see, even the Apostle Paul was a religious man. He was zealous for God, but not according to knowledge. Now, God purposed that Cornelius be a devout man and put this fear of God within him and caused him to have a kindness toward other people and even to see enough of his need to address his prayers to God. But all of that was God's working, not Cornelius. But that wasn't what would be Cornelius' righteousness before God. Cornelius' righteousness before God, just as any sinner saved by grace, is the very righteousness that the Lord Jesus Christ came and earned and established and God put to their account. That's the sinner's righteousness. God remembered Cornelius. God would now bring Cornelius to a knowledge of Christ in truth and not leave him just in religious works because he was chosen from eternity and Christ had paid his debt. Even the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 1 and verses 14 down to verse 16 acknowledged that he had a zeal in the traditions of his fathers and in the religion where he in his mind served God. And yet he says there in verse 15, when it pleased God. And notice, who separated me from my mother's womb. Any that are chosen of God by his grace from eternity and for whom Christ died have been separated already from their mother's womb. But there comes a time, as it says in verse 15, when they will be called by his grace, and in verse 16, to reveal his son in me. So this gets back to the original question. How do we know those that God has chosen from eternity by his grace and that those for whom Christ has died? Well, in time, God sends his Spirit to reveal Christ in them. See, that's where repentance is granted, when there's a change of mind and heart toward God, even faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way it's described in Acts 20 and verse 21. So this is why the Lord is instructing Cornelius here now to send men, verse 5, Acts 10:5, to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. It says in verse 6, he lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. Notice, he shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. He is going to preach to you, Cornelius, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. How is it that sinners that God has chosen from eternity and for whom Christ paid the debt, how is it that they learn of that salvation?
You
You see, there are those that will object, and they'll say, well, if you say that God has already chosen those sinners that he'll save, and that Christ has paid their debt already, why even bother preaching? Well, first of all, preaching of Christ is not a bother. Preaching of Christ is a glorious and joyous thing for those that have been taught of Christ. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18, although the preaching of the cross, you see, this is what it is to preach the gospel. It's to preach the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, who he is and why he came and what he accomplished by his death, for whom he died and where he is now. You see, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. So this is why it was necessary in God's sovereign will and providence that Cornelius should seek out Peter and that Peter should seek out Cornelius. How is it that those that God has purposed to save and that Christ has redeemed, how is it that they will be brought to know the Lord Jesus Christ? It's going to be through the preaching of God's gospel, of God's Son, and that work that he accomplished for their salvation, whereby they've been declared righteous before him. In Luke chapter 24, after our Lord's resurrection, before his ascension, he says this to these disciples to whom he appeared in Luke 24, beginning with verse 45 down to verse 48. He said, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. I will tell you this, based on that one scripture, is that none of us has full understanding. We still need the work of the Spirit of grace in our hearts to continue to open our understanding concerning these scriptures, else we would constantly read them wrongly.
Mm. Yesu akauka kwakufa asada kwere kumwamba atamaliza nchito yake mundimeka 45 ikuti ndipo anawatsegulira mitima yawo kuti adziwitse malembo kuti ntauza zoona kuti ngati Mulungu satithandiza mzimu Mulungu ngati subwera kuti utithandize kumvetsetsa mawu singati kuwamvetsa Mulungu akatima wamva monga mwa thupi lathu ndimata kudzabola kuika koma kuti mpofunikadi kuti mzimu Mulungu azitithandiza nthawi yonse tikamawerenga mawu awawa mawu aja azitha Mulungu atithandize kuwamvetsetsa mofanana ndi mmene adawalembera kuti ife tikawapindule mawu aja.
And I'll tell you this, the one understanding that the Spirit of grace gives to those that belong to the Lord is that all of Scripture, from beginning to end, has to do with Christ.
Kuchokera pachiyambi mpaka na kumapeto mawu onse chinthu chonse chokhudza mawu a Mulungu chinayenekera kukwaniritsidwa ndipo chinthu chonse chimene chili mʼbuku ili ndi chokhudza Yesu yekha basi.
When you find a preacher taking this Bible and preaching about everything but Christ, there's a man who's still in darkness and blindness.
Pamudziwe ndi munthu amene ali mu mdima munthu chausweka chithandizo.
We see that in verse 44, where our Lord was saying to them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you." He's talking about before his death, burial, and resurrection, that all things must be fulfilled, notice, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, that's the whole Old Testament, notice, concerning me. And then it says, he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures.
Kuti ziyenera kukwaniritsidwa zonse zolembedwa za ine kuti mchilamulo cha Mose ndi aneneri ndi masalimu zonena kuti chani ndipo adawatsegulira mitima yawo kuti adziwitse malemba kutenzeza tsopano adawathandiza kuti azindikire zimene zidala kuti asadapezo.
This is why it would be necessary for Peter to come and speak with Cornelius and his family, and that's why the Lord said to him to do all that he would tell you. Well, what would Peter be telling them? He's not going to teach them more about morality or personal obedience or tithing or giving. Those were things Cornelius was doing, but none of that was his salvation. Peter would be pointing Cornelius as one of the Lord's to Christ.
Nichifukwa chake kuti ali kumfunikira kwambiri kuti Petro akumane ndi Koloneliyo akamuwuze zinthu chifukwa Mulungu akumuwuza ngelo kuti adamuwuza Koloneliyo kuti mufune Petro adzakuwuza zonse ndakamati adzakuwuza zonse chifukwa akamati akamuwuza zachopereka kana akamuwuza zakumvera kapena kukhulupirira chifukwa munthu uyu adali wopembedzetsa wokupereka ndi zonse zoti adali nazo koma chimene chimamusowa uyuyu ndi Khristu ndiye Petro pamene adabwera kwa Koloneliyo amakabulozera Koloneliyo kwa Khristu kuti moyo wake unenekera kupulumutsidwa ndipo chipulumutso chili mwa Khristu yekha.
What is the message that we have to preach, whether it's in Genesis or whether it's in Revelation, all of Scripture, Luke 24:46, our Lord gave the pattern. He said unto them, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day." It's all about his person and his work.
Genesis. kama tsakulo kumapeto kuchikumbuluso uthenga wanu minawo kodzi woti kunalikire sa Yesu Kristu pachikibe chikumbwa ndimeke ya 46 akuti ndipo anati kwa iwo kotero kwalembedwa kuti Kristu ambe zowawa nauke kwa kufa siku la chitatu kurenda kuti palibe sa uthenga wina umene wakatsika zopano mwina muli monse tilalikire Kristu mazuzo wake kufa kwake ndikufa kwake kwakufa ndikumene ali pano ndikuja munthu wochimwa wosankhika.
And notice verse 47, because there's not a period, it says, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached, notice, in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
Kulalikindwe mzina lache, kulapa, ndikukhululukidwa kwa machimo kwa mitundu yonse, kuyambira ku Yerusalemu.
Now notice, repentance and remission of sins go together. Where there has been repentance given, there has already been remission of sins granted. Remission of sins was accomplished at the cross. That's the only way that sin can be put away. It's in the blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, everyone for whom he paid the sin debt, he grants repentance.
Shida yambali kukhulukidwa kwa machimo pa mtanda pamene swada pa machimo anakhulukidwa pa mtanda zotsatira kuti machimo ongo kukhulukidwa munthu wokhulukidwa machimo ucha namene amalapa ndekuti kulapa kuja kumatsatira kuzimene zidachitika pokhulukira machimo ako aiweyo munthu wochimwa wosankhidwa awe ndiye kulapa ndi kukhulukidwa machimo zimayenda pamodzi.
Now notice in verse 47, repentance is not preached as a condition of salvation, but rather as a fruit of salvation, because it's connected with verse 46. Why did it behoove Christ to suffer and die and rise again? Well, because that's how justice was satisfied before a holy God. And therefore, that work, having accomplished God's law and justice to his satisfaction, repentance now, the preaching of repentance and the remission of sins accomplished by Christ at the cross, that's the fruit of what Christ accomplished. That is what it is to preach the gospel, not as a condition, but as an evidence, as a fruit.
You know, Agamati Kulapa, si nshito, kabinabundu tenga wapadila dena, ay, kulapa, nishibato, chimene chimaperekedwa chipatso chochokera kuchipulumutso chifumbure limuone zeseka 47 imene akulankhula zoona kuti kulalikidwe mzina lache kulapa kulapalako kulalikidwe mzina lache koma kuli muvesetezo zochokera ku zeseka 46 iyo imene kuli ndipo anati kwa iwo kotero kwalembedwa kuti Kristu amte zowawa amvere ndani nauke kwakufa tsiku lachitatu kutotoza kuti Kristu adampa zowawa adafera wanthu amene adawaserawo adawazunzikirawo pamene amauka chipulumutso ndi kukhulupirira kwa machimo awo zidaperekedwa kwa iwowo ndiyeno anthu amene wowo amene Kristu adawasera kuwakhulupirira machimo awo ndi amene amapatsidwa chipatso chakulapa ndi amene amapatsidwa kulapa kuti atse kulapa izi zikuonesa kuti munthu payekha sangathe kulapa chifukwa poyambirira chinenechi chidachitika ndichimene chidachitika chidabweretsa chipatso chidabweretsa mphatso kwa munthu ofunikira kulapayo ndiye kulapa ndi chipatso chachipulumutso.
Now notice it says this was to be preached in his name among all nations beginning at Jerusalem.
Mudati muone apapa si uthenga umene wakuti sutunenekera kulalikidwa mzina lake lokha ku mtundu umodzi ayi koma kulankhula zoti ku mafuko onse kunenekera kulalikidwa uthenga umene wowo koma unenekera kuyambira ku Yerusalemu.
Now, this is what we're seeing in our study in the book of Acts. From Acts 1 to Acts 8, we see the preaching of this gospel centered around Jerusalem and Judea, just like the Lord said. But now, God sent a persecution. The church was scattered from Acts 8. Now through Acts 19, we're seeing how God now is causing this gospel to go into other places and other nations. Cornelius, he's not a Jew. He's a Roman. But what we're seeing is how God, just as He chose those He would save and gave them to His Son, and His Son paid their debt, now in His providence, He's going to see to it that everyone that He's purposed to save is brought to Christ in repentance. Our Lord Jesus said that of all that the Father had given Him, He should lose nothing. There's not going to be one person that God has purposed to save and has saved by His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that will be left out in ignorance and darkness. He will bring them in His time. Any of us that are the Lord's and that by His grace know Christ today in truth, it's because God moved men and circumstances in order to bring the gospel to us. We weren't looking for it. Had God left us to ourselves, we would have sat right where we were. Peter would have sat there, a fisherman. Cornelius would have sat there, a religious, devout, lost sinner, and died that way were it not that God purposed to draw each one. Now in verse 7, coming back to Acts 10, here's where we see the effect of God's word. because it says, when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he, Cornelius, called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, notice, he sent them to Joppa. When the Lord puts it within the heart of a sinner to seek somebody that can tell them of Christ, they don't hesitate. They begin now to look and to seek after. I remember Brother James, when you read those articles in the bulletins at your friend's house there, he wasn't interested. He'd thrown them away. But in your reading, now, you could not rest still. The Lord put it within you to find out who is it that has written these things and declared these things. I must know. And that's where you wrote. And I didn't respond immediately, and you wrote again. The Lord would not let you alone, and he wouldn't let me alone.
Muntu wachiba wasankidwa uyu mukati mwake kugakhala kuti muli mawu muli uthenga kapena kuti munthu wachimayo Kristu afuna kuvumbuluka kuti yosamachedwachedwa ayi nthawi yomweneyo amadzuka ndi kuyamba kulondola chimene chamveka mkati mwa mtima wake mukumbukira akusanu akusamwale atawerenga kabuku kapepa lakena kake mnyumba ya mzawo amene adachitaya chikulu chokoye chinali chopata ntchito koma iwowo atawerenga chidabwera ndi uthenga mkati mwa mtima wawo adayenekera kudzuka nthawi yomweyo kuti andifufuze chikulamba zandani chikutanthauzo chani ndikufuna ndichimvetsetse adalemba kalata ulembera kuno koma ife sida wayankhe adalemba soka chiwiri angakhale timaoneka kuchedwachedwa koma iwo sadachedwechedwe chifukwa adakutitsitsabe atamva kuti nkhanizi zikuti chani chifukwa mu mtima wa munthu wachimwa wosankhidwa mukavumbuka mawu samachedwaso ya.
Now just as the Lord had to draw Cornelius' heart to Peter to bring him there, so the Lord would need to draw Peter's heart to come to Cornelius, because Peter was a Jew. Cornelius was a Roman. They didn't talk to each other. In fact, typically they hated one another.
Adala mkula ndi Koloneli umusendeza kukapite kwa Petro. Kuma adafunika mbuye mweo asendezeso Petro kutapite kwa Koloneli. Chifukwa Koloneli osana li muyuda ya. Adali wa miru. Famine Petro uyuyo adali muyuda. Ndipo ayuda ndami kukusama kuliza na kama yanjana. Ndipo ayuda kudali kwa vuta kuti antu ochimwa ooneka wochimwa kumaganizo a wanthu ndi anthu ooneka wosankhidwa ayuda kuti akhale pamodzi kuti alipo kuta ndipo adafunika mulungu abweretse kuyanjanitsa pakati pa ayudawa ndi amitundu kuti akhale pamodzi kuti alalikane uthenga wabwino.
And that's what we're going to see next time with regard to Peter, how the Lord dealt in Peter's heart. I wish we had more time. My text goes all the way to verse 20, but I want to pause here and touch on that next time. But the point that we're seeing is that it was necessary that the Lord grant repentance to Cornelius, but even also to Peter. Again, repentance means a change of heart and mind.
Pamene nthawi ibwera mtsogolo tikaona mmene mulungu adalankhulira ndi Petro. Koma chimene ife tiyenekera kuchidziwa nchoda kuti mulungu amene adasintha maganizo a Cornelio Centurion ndiye mweyonso amene adasintha maganizo a Petro. Kodi kuti akamatikulapa kulapa
So just to review, and we'll have to sum it up here, but first of all, that's what repentance is. It's a heart work. It's a work that God does in the heart to change this heart and turn it to Christ. Secondly, as we saw in Luke 24, repentance is at the very heart of the message of the gospel. We're not sent out to invite sinners to believe on Christ if they will. No, it's a command that comes with a gospel that's addressed to those for whom Christ paid the debt because of remission of sins. Therefore, repent. Thirdly, repentance is the same for all men, whether Jew or Gentile. It's commanded, but here's Cornelius, who already outwardly appeared to be a man of God by his works and things he did, but he had need to repent even of those as much as the thief on the cross that day where Christ said to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." There's no distinction made that God grants repentance to everyone for whom Christ paid the debt. And fourthly, as we've seen, repentance is the fruit of Christ's work. It's not a condition of salvation. It's the evidence that we have been saved by God's grace through the Lord Jesus Christ. Fifthly, we've seen that repentance and faith are the same. Just like it says in Acts 20:21, Paul went preaching from place to place, testifying repentance towards God, even faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's none that have been granted repentance who do not have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who he is and what he's accomplished. And the final thing I would say about repentance as we close is that it is an ongoing work of the Spirit of grace. It's not a performance, where some say today, well, I made a decision back when I was young, and so I'm good. No. Repentance is the continual working of the Spirit of God in the heart to change our heart and mind. Because we have a lot of grave clothes. How easily this flesh would go back to works if it were not for God continuing to work this grace in our heart by His Spirit to look to Christ alone.
Chomaliza tisatatenga chakuti kulapa si chimcho chikita pamoti ai ni nshito imene imapitilira ndi mzimu wa Ambuye chifukwa ni nshito imene mzimu wa Ambuye amakhala kukhala nayo yomasintha maganizo athu tsiku ndi tsiku chifukwa ifeyo patokhanifa ndi ochimwa tidabvala sauta zovala zakumanga.
And that's what we'll see next time, Lord willing, picking up in verse 9, how the Lord would work in Peter's heart. Because for him to go speak the gospel to one like Cornelius, who was not a Jew, it took the Lord drawing him to go. Else he would not have gone. We'll stop there for today, and may our Lord grant His blessing to His word, what we've heard.
Amen.